This is a tremendous day for this project and for Texas A&M University and the A&M system. So thank you for taking the time to join us. We still got a little work to do, but this is a huge milestone for us that we've accomplished today. And a lot of credit goes to a lot of those folks here with us today. We'll recognize those folks in just a second. It's always a great day to be in Aggieland. Certainly a great day today, as you can kind of see right across. We're going to play some baseball this afternoon. And then you can see the views not too bad behind us, which we really, really enjoy and think is going to be just a tremendous asset to this hotel and conference center. You like the view? I've heard a lot of folks talk about this view. I think we're on the fifth floor, so we're a little over halfway up. Can you imagine what that seventh and eighth floor looks like? So it's just going to be a beautiful facility, a great amenity to this campus and to our region as well. And we're going to have a ceremonial signing here of some of the drywall that's over. And as the Chancellor always likes to do on these projects, any of our major projects, he's hosting a worker appreciation luncheon, which will be downstairs in a little bit. So we're going to go down there and he's going to visit with the workers that really are responsible for making all this great stuff happen. So really appreciate him taking the time to do that. Thank those workers, are so critical to us. Let me talk a little bit about the project. I don't want to bore you with this, but I'm very excited about this project. It's eight stories. As I said, we're on the fifth floor. It's going to be some remarkable views. Again, I think this is an amenity that our campus has needed for some time. We're going to exceed, I think there's no question about the other SEC schools that have similar projects or anywhere else across the country. It's going to help us with recruitment. It's going to help our students get jobs. It's going to help us attract national conferences. There's lots of things this is going to do and benefit to our faculty and staff and researchers and state agencies, all the things that we do. So very, very excited about that. About 250 rooms in this facility. It'll be about 236, 237 very nice rooms that a lot of them will be on this floor that you'll see. And then we've got, of course, we have to have 12 suites, so we're going to have 12 very nice suites. We're going to have a fitness center. You can see the pool down on the third deck, the amenity deck. It's going to have a very nice pool. We're going to have full-service bars. We're going to have full-service restaurants. We've got a 12th man bar. Of course, you got to have that. Everything's got to be the 12th man. So 12th man bars on that. Very excited. We've also got a significant amount of conference center space in this facility, some breakout rooms, but I think the faculty and staff and like our 4-H groups that are here in conferences and that come to town and our beef cattle short course and all these different folks that come to town, this is going to be a tremendous place to reside right here in the middle, the heart of Aggieland. So we're excited about that. The Chancellor, I always wonder if he's really listening to me. And unfortunately, he hears every word I say. But he's exactly right. We've got a model room that's being constructed right now. It's going to be in the northeast corner here of Kyle Field. You'll be able to tour that probably mid-July. You'll get to come in and get a feel for that room. You'll get a feel for the amenities. For those of you all that have been on the west side of Kyle and seen the Founder Suite, it's a very similar amenity. It's a very similar quality. Just top-notch. And so look forward to you guys coming back on that and touring that, getting a real taste for this facility. For the media that's here, happy to answer questions. We've got some renderings. We've shared some previously. We've got some more we'd love to share with you all. Again, we think that this as this campus is, we think it's unequaled in the country and just a privilege to be a part of this. So I really think the team, we've got the best team in the world. You know, it's always kind of funny. You'll hear when you're doing these kind of aggressive, ambitious construction projects, oh, you can't make that. There's no way that you can make that. Inside, I'm thinking, man, there's no way I can make that. There's no way we can make that. Chancellor comes by your office and says, you know you're going to make that date, don't you? I said, yes, sir, I know we're going to make that date. So whether it be Kyle Field, when a lot of folks said they didn't think we could make it, we made it. Like they did with the parking garage, lots of folks said didn't think we were going to make it, we're going to make it. Like they did with Park West, we're going to have that big ribbon cutting on July 28th. Just like this facility, and this is not a ribbon cutting today, but it is a monumental event as far as the topping out. Significant milestone. We're ahead of schedule on this project. It's a quality project, and all the credit goes to the workers and the teams that have been a part of this. And I just appreciate the Chancellor so much offering them the barbecue and the appreciation luncheon like he always does. Projected opening is September 1 of 2018. We are on track for that opening. As you might anticipate, you know, finishing out a hotel conference center, very complex, as you see. So similar to some things we had in Kyle Field, we've instilled some of those practices into this project. We've benefited from some of these other challenging timelines, and we've implemented them in this project with Gil Bain's assistant and our architects and with Stonehenge, and so we're well on our way to a timely opening as the Chancellor has challenged us with.